Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's Will Hines telling his Stoop story about another approach to taking performance on the road.
So this September, I was at a Paul McCartney concert in Brooklyn. My friend Connor turns to me and says, "We should rent Abbey Road Studios." See, the thing is, me and Connor were going to London the next day to teach improv classes. And London is where there's Abbey Road Studios. And Abbey Road Studios are the music studios where the Beatles recorded the vast majority of their songs. So if you're a Beatles fan, Abbey Road is like a legendary place. But when we're at the Paul McCartney concert, he's like, it's insane to me that he's like, we should rent Abbey Road. That's like somebody saying, oh, we're going to London. You should crash at Buckingham Palace. It's good. But Connor and I were doing a Beatles podcast, and since we were going to London to teach these improv classes, we're like, well, we should do something Beatles-ish while we're in London. So why not rent Abbey Road and record our podcast there? Now, Abbey Road is a world-class recording studio with all the latest in technology to capture the highest fidelity recordings. A podcast does not require that technology. You can record a podcast on a 1983 Sony Walkman and nobody would notice. And I'm like, no, we're not going to rent Abbey Road. That's crazy. It's too expensive, and like, how do you even do it? And it's like a real place. He's like, yeah, you're right. We go back to watching the concert. Taps me on the shoulder in the middle of Live and Let Die. He's like, Abbey Road has a web form. He's like looking on his phone. He's like, there's a web form. You can apply to record there. I already submitted that we're going to be there. And I was like, okay, if you want to submit a web form, what can that hurt? Concert finishes. We love it. We go back to his studio. I'm crashing there for the night before we go to London. Very small studio in Queens. If we weren't feeling humble about our lives already, we were humble there. So, middle of the night, I thought he was asleep, but then he whispers to me, do you think we'll get to record at Abbey Road? I said, no, I don't think so. He goes, how much would you pay to record our podcast in the same place where the Beatles recorded their music? And I tried to think seriously. Not that I thought it would happen, but just how much would I pay? And I said, I'd pay $2,000 for 1 hour at Abbey Road. He goes, really? I said, I don't know. Next day, we fly to London. We get off the plane. He taps me on the shoulder. He goes, they've emailed us. They have an availability tomorrow. It's $1,000 for 10 hours. He goes, you have to do it now. Abbey Road beat your price. So I call Abbey Road, and a British woman named Sophie answers. And I say, I'm Will. She goes, oh, yeah. Do you want the space? I went, yeah. Do I have to pay now? Do you need a credit card number? She's like, yeah, what's your bank? We could get your bank information. And I said, well, actually, I'm an American. I don't know if my bank account is American. She's like, you know what? Just pay when you get here. Now, look, I do improv comedy, so I rent like really crappy rehearsal spaces that are like $15 for all day or whatever, and they don't let you near the place before you hand them cash. They don't even let you make eye contact with anybody else before you hand over the money. Abbey Road was like, just pay when you get here. So we decided we're going to record 3 episodes of our podcast. Again, we don't need any of the equipment they have. But this will be great. We're going to be in the Beatles recording place. We can't believe it. Like, it's insane. The rest of this story is boring because everything is just great. We get up at 8 in the morning. We go over to Abbey Road. I look up the address. The address is 3 Abbey Road. We get there, and there's a famous picture you all know of the Beatles crossing the crosswalk in front of Abbey Road Studios. So when we get there, there's this crosswalk, and I say to Connor, it looks like the album. But Of course it does. That's a photograph. It's no surprise. It looks just like the picture of this place. We immediately pose in the thing and, you know, take our picture. And then I'm like, well, what do we do now? He's like, well, we go in. So we walk in, and they're like, and we had prepared for this to be the worst. You know, we were just like, okay, let's get our expectations down. We're going to be in some terrible facility. They're going to hate us. We're going to be like oohing and aahing like nerds. We're going to want to ask all these Beatles questions. It's going to annoy them. We just thought it was going to be the worst thing ever. They were going to assign us an engineer. We're like, he's going to hate us because we don't know anything and we're going to ask him all these questions. We get in there. Sophie introduces me to our engineer. His name is Stefano. He's this Italian guy, this like audio engineer, expert, genius, maybe late 20s. When we meet him, he walks up to us and he's like, hi, I'm Stefano. And then he's humming to himself who knows how long I've loved you, you know I've loved. And I'm like, Connor, he's singing the Beatles just while he's walking around. And it's a deep cut Beatles song. It's not even an easy Beatles song to know. It's I Will from the second to last track of the first disc of the White Album. Stefano, on his arm, has a tattoo of the story of the song Eleanor Rigby. We were not going to out-nerd Stefano on the Beatles. He checks us into our room. We get all our podcast stuff set up. He's like, hey, do you want a tour of where the Beatles recorded? We're like, yes! Yes, of course we want that. If you've ever seen any pictures of the Beatles recording, I was standing there. There's two pianos in the corner of Studio 2 at Abbey Road, and they're the same pianos that the Beatles used, and they can't get rid of them because every person who records in Abbey Road wants to use the Beatles pianos. So Stefano's like, all right, you can take pictures here, he goes, but you can't post anything here. I say, of course. Of course I'm not going to post anything here. I begin a Facebook Live video. Stefano's like, this is the piano that Paul McCartney recorded Lady Madonna on. You know, the Lady Madonna, da-na-na. I can't sing, but you know the song. And there's a big piano part, and he starts playing, and it sounds exactly like Lady Madonna. I'm like, Connor, that sounds like Lady Madonna. And all of Facebook saw that. We go into our podcast recording studio. There's a fire alarm. So we go out to the parking lot, and I was like, this is terrible, right? This is interrupting our day. No, it was great, because everybody from Abbey Road had to come out. The coolest, all these bands, all these like musicians, and then a guy, Giles Martin, who's the son of George Martin. George Martin was the producer of all the Beatles records. And his son, Giles, works for Abbey Road and has like done overseen like the remastering and when they re-release new Beatles stuff. And I know what he looks like because I'm insane. I'm like, Connor, Connor, by the way, is wearing his Paul McCartney concert t-shirt, which I advised against. I was like, don't wear the Paul McCartney. He's like, where else am I going to wear? They can't get mad at me. Giles Martin's there. And I'm like, should we talk to Giles Martin? He's like, we have to. This is meant to be. I'm like, what am I going to say to Giles Martin? Your dad recorded. I'm like, I don't know. I walked up to him. Said, Giles Martin? He goes, yes. I said, I'm a huge fan of the Beatles. Congratulations on your remix of the Sgt. Pepper's, the new 50th. And then I just start talking fast. 50th anniversary edition that came out. I really love the remix. I think the bass is so much louder, and I think the kick drum sounds so much better, and I just think you're great. He goes, thanks, mate. Turns around and walks in. I'm like, I guess that went well. We do three episodes of our podcast. The first one is just us talking about how excited we are to be there. The second episode, we grabbed a subway busker on the way to Abbey Road and said, do you want to record at Abbey Road? And she came with us and recorded songs there at Abbey Road. She only knew two Beatles songs, but she played them. All My Lovin' and Hey Jude. Both Paul songs. I advised her to learn some John songs in the future. For the third episode, we played Beatles songs. We're not musicians. A third friend of ours that I'd contacted that morning showed up. He could play a little guitar. So he played guitar while me and Connor sang. And when we got to the guitar solos, they were too hard for my friend to play, especially with no rehearsal. So we meowed them. So it'd be like, get back, meow, 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 meow. I was like, Stefano, does that bother you? He's like, do you want me to play it backwards like they do on I'm Only Sleeping? We're like, yes, we do. Apply all the Beatles effects to these songs, Stefano. It's one of the greatest days of my adult life. It's one of the least downloaded episodes of my podcast. Please find it and listen to it. That's all. Thank you.
That was improv performer Will Hines telling his Stoop story about the time he and his co-host Connor recorded their podcast from Abbey Road Studios in London. You can hear his story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com. I'm Sheila Cast. This is On the Record. Happy you're with us. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.